Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Well, I should say, because this is out on Thanksgiving Day, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
So I don't know. It kind of feels like a school, like a back in the old days, you know, when you didn't have school that day. What do you call that? A break?
A holiday?
School vacation? Holiday. School holiday. That's what it feels like. It feels like a holiday. Thanksgiving feels like a holiday, Scott. I don't know if you've ever noticed that, but it does. I'm sitting here in my fleece pajama bottoms. You know, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. I feel like I should be going to Dollar General because people go to Dollar General in their fleece pajama bottoms, you know. But you'll notice here in just probably a few minutes that I'm going to cough. Maybe not too loud, but I may have a coughing fit. I do not have COVID. At least I don't think so. I don't have a fever. I don't feel anything. It feels like a normal cold that I've had a million times in my lifetime. But everybody looks at you like when you're out in the world now, they look at you like you've got dynamite strapped to your chest.
You're a leper.
I know it feels that way. I mean, I'm wearing a mask, so I'm trying to be respectful of people so they aren't afraid. But I mean, I feel like sometimes I'm going to explode by trying to hold in the cough, you know, like, you know, or one time I was at the post office yesterday and I'm like, oh, I got to go get something. I ran outside, had a coughing fit and then came back in. I'm good.
You know? Next time you're doing that, just like hold it in and be like, and then like run to a garbage can and like fake vomit into the garbage can.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. It feels like that. So I don't know. But I have a wedding that I was on. So last night, I know that my coughing, and I really didn't cough that much, but I know that it bothers my wife because it keeps her up because it just jars the whole bed every time I cough. So,
oh man, my wife would kick me out so fast.
No, I know. So I kicked myself out. I said, well, I'm going to sleep on the couch. But it's like a little love seat. So I was like, you know, bent in half. Oh. So I didn't sleep very well. So when she woke up, I went back and got in bed for about an hour. And so I was just asleep until a few minutes before starting this show. So I've got a wedding of my nephews that I'm performing down in Florida. And we're all going next week. And we're like leaving in a week. And I'm just thinking, oh, man, I just hope I don't cough. I mean, it's a kind of a cough that's caused by a tickle in the back of my throat. So if I'm like sucking on a piece of candy, I don't seem to cough. So, I went out and ran some errands last night and I was just popping candy in my mouth left and right. And it seemed to, I went through my entire pocket full of candy, but it did seem to do the trick. Well, so,
you know, if you're in Florida and you cough, they're going to think you got COVID for sure. They won't believe it's just a cold because they don't get colds down there. It's warm all the time.
That's true. That's true. Well, and you know, when you're like up front in a wedding and you're like, dearly beloved, you know, you're all gonna die.
Please, please, please put that on Facebook Live.
When the bride and the groom are shielding themselves, the bride and groom have both had COVID, so they're good. And the bride's family has all had it.
Just know if you're hacking up a lung during that wedding and it's on Facebook Live, I'm going to be sitting here cracking up eating popcorn while I'm watching.
I understand. So you got big Thanksgiving plans, Scott?
We have little Thanksgiving plans. I don't think we're seeing anybody other than the six of us and maybe Abby's fiance.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Because last year she didn't have a fiance. He wasn't even in the picture, was he?
He was, but things were very weird at that point. So they were just getting started and not sure. It's a long story. I won't bore you with, but anyway, they had all their intense stuff at the beginning of their relationship.
Oh yeah. Yeah. They had it. They haven't had it all.
Well, yeah,
there's more. they're going to invent some more.
Yes.
That's what, you know, cause people who are about ready to get married, like, oh, we've kind of ironed out everything that our differences,
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Have a kid and see what happens.
And then two and then three. And then as the years wear you down, see how it all plays out. So are things kind of locked down again down there in Cincinnati? I mean, does it feel...
They're getting there. I mean, I'm still going out and stuff, but I don't know. I think people are just sick of the whole thing and ready to revolt. We'll see.
I spoke at a homeschool event up here in northern Indiana, Shipshewana, Indiana, which is kind of like known for Amish flea market. And I kept thinking all the time, I'm like, oh, they're going to cancel it. They're going to cancel it. There's no way they're going to have it. You know, it's in a red county up here in Indiana. That's means that they've had, you know, lots of cases or whatever, because cases are bad. You know, that's mm-hmm. that has nothing to do with deaths, about cases. But I went and I saw some Amish buggies pulled up, and I mean, it was packed, but it was mostly Amish people. It was awesome. There wasn't a mask in the place. We were breathing on each other. We were contaminating, and it just felt good. It just felt good, you know, and bright. So
awesome.
So it was good. So,
do we have anybody listening that's in like a seriously locked down crazy state like Oregon or something?
Oh, I'm sure we do.
Because
this is a big podcast, Scott.
Yes.
People all over the country, in the world. I get people who live in other parts of the world who are listening. I don't know why, but they are. Probably hunker down in a jungle and have nothing else to do.
Do you have a train in your backyard?
Hey, oh, yeah. Not in my backyard, in my front yard. Ah. Yeah, that's... Well, you know, we're working on Ike's house, and that's, I mean... That's like almost on the tracks, you know, it's right across the street. And, but we've got it all framed up on the inside, and it's looking good. I mean, it's ready for wiring and all the other essentials that are will start to go in. And so we're moving full tilt on that.
I take my hat off to you, sir.
That's okay.
It's impressive. That's okay.
It is. It's going to be a great, 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 great home. But it's kind of a fun project. It's fun to see all my kids work together. And, in fact, on Saturday, I wasn't even there, and they finished all of the framing up, you know, did two walls or three walls without me. And I'm like, that's a good thing. I like that. I like that. So we're going to do our Thanksgiving is going to look a little different, but it's like I said, it's feeling holiday-ish. That's the word again, Scott, right? Holiday-ish. It's feeling holiday-ish.
Well, you know, this podcast is really filling a big void this year. Because unless I'm mistaken, there is no Thanksgiving Day parade, like no Macy's parade.
That's true.
So like,
that's
this true. Is all you've got.
Mom and Dad, hurry. We're about ready to listen to the podcast.
We could do like an old time radio broadcast and pretend we're watching the parade. And, you know, we'll commentate it all for you.
There you go. So, Scott, this balloon coming down the street, it has been in the parade since 1924.
I'm going to pretend to be Al Roker here, and I'll be like talking to some random person and be like, hey, sweetie, how are you?
What do you think
about the parade?
It's a little cold out here today, isn't it? We could do that, Scott. This could all be virtual.
Wow.
We can do that through the magic of technology.
My mind is blown.
So, but we have some, usually our plans involve our nephew's family, but they're afraid that somebody's going to get COVID and they're going to miss the whole wedding. So they've kind of canceled that. And so we're doing a Thanksgiving at home. I don't think we've ever done that before. So even though our governor has like limited the size of gatherings, our family breaks all those guidelines.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we just do. And so, but we've got a pretty,
sorry, Ike, we took a vote and you got cut from the family.
You're on the B team. And, so we've got plans. We're having my wife said, and I'm just like the big traditional meal doesn't do much for me. So we're going to do our own kind of lunch, and then we're going to have a nacho bar, on our table, you know, where they spread all the nachos like all over the table. They put down plastic and they put down all those. So everybody's going to bring stuff and it should be a lot of fun. And then
that is like the only traditional thing you don't do in all of life.
I know. Well, usually when we're someone else, they do that. And so we do participate in it, but it's not a big, I'm not really a foodie. So I don't you know, I don't have to have the turkey and the gravy and all that stuff, stuffing,
gotcha,
all that stuffing. But I do, I think it's kind of critical that you watch a good holiday movie, you know, like on television. Even though we're planning like the next day, we're going to do some Black Friday shopping, and maybe go see the Croods 2. It's coming out. It's in movie theaters.
Wow.
Do you remember what those are, Scott? No. Movie theaters.
Speaking of that, like, the Fat Man is available now, so I'm going to have to get that one. I'm not going to a theater, though.
Oh, yeah? What's the Fat Man?
That's the one I mentioned. That's Mel Gibson as Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
There's like big action and whatever. I can't recommend it. It's probably terrible, but probably. It looks fun.
But did you grow up, you know, watching like Miracle on 34th Street on like Thanksgiving night or anything like that?
Yeah. I mean, I watched whatever was on TV because that's all we had back then, you know.
And really back then, you know, TV was, they had kind of a holiday special. I can remember watching The Wizard of Oz or The Sound of Music with my grandmother, you know, at her house. And that was always such a good feeling. I don't know why.
Why did they play The Wizard of Oz on Thanksgiving all the time? That seems to be one that was always on.
I don't know, but it has turned into kind of a Thanksgiving.
The monkeys kind of freak me out, man.
They do too. That, you know, yeah, that can be so. But you know, there's a good thing. Have you ever seen the Thanksgiving animated show Free Birds?
I don't think so.
It's a really good movie. Huh. Really good. It's called Free Birds. You know, it's kind of, it starts with the pardoned turkey that the president pardons every year.
No way. That sounds
fun.
And
it follows him, and he's the voice of, oh, what's the guy who plays Lightning McQueen? I don't know what it is.
Oh, yeah. Owen Wilson.
Yeah. Owen Wilson. And so it's super good. Free Birds. So if you want something to watch, Dad, something you don't have to worry about for your little kids, big kids. Hey, it's a good one. It's a good one.
We watched It's a Wonderful Life the other night.
It's a Wonderful Life. It's a little early, Scott, but I think it could pass.
We did that the other night, man. It was great. And we've already watched White Christmas a couple of times.
No way.
My daughter's like addicted to that movie, so.
It's so funny to me. I mean, your kids who have never seen Dick Van Dyke care less about Andy Griffith, don't care about any old shows. They like It's a Wonderful Life and White Christmas.
Well, we're a unique family, Todd.
I mean, White Christmas is not always a fast-paced movie. You know, it's like, what? What?
You know? No, it's not. But it is fun. It's great music. It's a fun movie. You should watch it.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, they feel like that's a little later. Maybe we could do that because we're going to get our Christmas tree probably then on Friday or maybe Saturday.
You have like a list of rules about what you watch, don't you?
Well, we have in the past. I mean, it's complicated. Nope.
Thanksgiving is too early for Christmas movies. You don't start those until the week after Thanksgiving when the tree's up and we've got all the snow on the ground.
That's true. You probably haven't had any snow yet, have you?
Oh. No.
Yeah, we've had snow. We had our first snow when we did Long John Silver's. Of course, Long John Silver's had dine out only, so we went and got some. My wife is like, because when you don't eat a Long John Silver's very often, you know, you don't really know how much it is. I mean, she was talking on the phone. We're driving and we're making plans to pick it up, and she's like, they had like a family pack for 16 pieces, and we had everybody was coming over for the big first snow thing, and so. She's like, she said, well, I'll probably need two of those. And they're like, how much is that? And she's like, $40 a piece. I'm like, $80 in Long John Silver's?
Oh, yeah.
Figure out something else. We'll get a piece of chicken and then peanut butter and jelly at home. So, but we did do that. So it was good.
Fun.
Good. Yep. So you got a big project coming up right now, even today. It probably came out today.
Big
Tell
stuff,
us about it.
Man.
I mean, we've already talked a little bit about it.
The Christmas album is finished.
Does it have a name?
It is. Yes, it does. It's called A Socially Distant Christmas.
A Socially Distant Christmas.
Distant
that is
Christmas. Yes.
Distant Christmas. That's awesome.
My wife came up with that, and I thought, you know, I wanted to do something really spiritual. And I was going through all the songs because they're all old Christmas carols done in new ways. But I was thinking of the words from, you know, all the songs. And I'm like, man, every one of these lines has been used as a Christmas album before. So, you know, So anyway, when she mentioned that, I was like, I know she was half kidding, but I don't know. It sounded fun. So I may change it when I re-release it next year. But for this year, it's a socially distant Christmas.
And we listened a little bit last time, and maybe we'll listen to some in the coming days, coming podcasts. Maybe you could, let us listen to it at the end. But how are people going to buy this thing?
It's going to be everywhere. In fact, it should be everywhere right now. Now, have patience with me if it's not on your particular.
When you mean everywhere, do you mean like?
Like Amazon, Apple Music, iTunes, whatever. Spotify and all those other places. I'd really love it though, and this is the one time I'm ever going to do this, so please pay attention, guys. Look at me. I'm begging you, please buy this. Don't just like listen to it somewhere that you don't have to buy it, because my wife's business has been out of business all year long and we're broke.
So this is like Scott. When you used to go to the restaurants and a deaf guy would come by and put a little red flower on your table and then he wanted you to buy it for $10.
Yes.
And then he would come back and pick it up. So this is a socially distanced Christmas. We're going to buy this to support our own Scott Moore.
Woo! And thank you very much in advance. And, God will take care of us, but it would be awesome if you love this and tell all your friends about it. And if you don't like it, then, you don't have to buy it. I understand. But fun.
You don't even know how to sell things.
I don't know how to sell anything, man. That's why I have you here.
Here's what you say. We don't care if you don't like it. Buy it anyway. I mean, come on. People will say, well, I'm thinking about buying this book for my husband, but I don't know if he'll read it. I'm like, who cares? Just buy the book. So go to Amazon, wherever you get your music. And for some guys, Scott, I haven't bought much digital music ever. I'm still like thinking record store. So what would be the easiest for me? Because these guys are all listening to this, probably on a digital format. Well, because there's no other way except my son who's above me, who's listening to me in person. What would be the easiest way to go get it?
Just go to Amazon and search for Scott L. Moore. That's the name.
Scott L. Moore. Okay.
Yes. Because there's too many Scott Moores out there, so I had to put my middle initial in.
And that's for Louise?
Nice. Leonard. You stinker.
Leonard.
Yes. I didn't name me. Give me a break.
Scott Leonard Moore. I mean, what kind of... That does not sound like you got to be like a musician like Scotty Baby or something like that.
DJ Scotty M.
DJ Scotty M. Hey! Yeah.
Yeah, I tried. Okay. I didn't have time to come up with a good stage name this year, but I'll work on that. What did you say? Where's the easiest way to get it? Just go to Amazon, search up a socially distant Christmas. You'll find it. And if you don't want to do Amazon, you can go to the Apple store and buy it there.
Okay. And that's a socially distant with a T at the end, right?
Yep.
Distant Christmas.
That is correct.
Okay. Socially distant Christmas. So, you got your marching orders, Dad. Go get it and be encouraged by it. Of course, listen to it.
And if you really want a CD and you're so excited about the idea of getting a CD, please let me know. Send me an email, scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Because I haven't printed any CDs up yet, but my mother-in-law would like 4 of them. And they're about $200 to print up 100 of them. So I'm hoping I get more than just 4 of them to sell. But I'd like a CD too. So I'm probably going to print them up. I just haven't done that part yet.
That's the hard part. See, like you're going to get like your mother-in-law. She's going to be the one who like leaves comments. Scott, it was so wonderful. I loved it. You're just so good.
Yes.
Like we've kind of banned my mother from making comments on our Facebook page.
That's probably a really smart policy. I didn't think about that. Well, the goal is to get this beyond just me and my family. And my few friends. So if people actually like it that I don't know, that would be an awesome thing.
Yeah. So, and it is, I mean, it's a, if you're not like a traditional style Christmas, this is a non-traditional style Christmas music. If you've gotten tired of, we've got like one of those radio stations that plays Christmas music all the time now. And I've been listening to them. They play I'll Have a Blue Christmas. I mean, every fifth song. I'm just like tired of those same songs.
Let me tell you, this is a traditional Christmas in the sense that, I mean, this is like the resurrection of Christmas carols because it's nothing but old Christmas carols because those were all in the public domain. So I didn't have to pay anybody to be able to use
the
song.
This is the resurrection of the Christmas Carol. Exactly. I mean, this almost sounds like a social movement.
Yes. Let's
do it. Like you've done something that is so good.
It's very cool, man. Everybody's going to want it. I mean, your friends are going to want this. So it's old Christmas. We even put We Three Kings on there in a very new way, which you will.
There you go.
I'm going to play it on the end here so you can.
Okay.
You can hear it. It will be very fun.
Okay. So A Socially Distant Christmas by Scott L. Leonard Moore. So go out and get it, Dad, and encourage your family, encourage yourself, and encourage Scott and his family as well.
If this goes well, then next year will be volume 2 and we'll have Good King Wenceslas and some other rare ones you haven't heard before. That one didn't make the cut this year.
Good King Wenceslas.
Yes.
Okay. Well, hey, we're out of time, thank goodness. And dads, have a great Thanksgiving. You know, I just wrote in my email that's going out here in just a few minutes about, you know, I just keep hearing on the media how we're supposed to, you know, close down and we're supposed to not see anybody. And the thing they keep saying is, which I don't like, is they say, you know, we may have to miss a Thanksgiving or a Christmas this year so that we can enjoy Christmas and Thanksgiving next year. I'll tell you, that's stupid because you don't know if you're going to have next Christmas. You don't know if you're going to have next Thanksgiving. And maybe you do Thanksgiving a little bit differently, but even if it's just you and your family and a can of Spam, you make it a good one because this is the only one you're promised, you know, and we're not there yet. So you're not even promised that, but you have a good Thanksgiving. Go do some of those things, watch Free Birds or Miracle on 34th Street, Wizard of Oz, or maybe go to the movie and watch Croods 2 or cut down your Christmas tree or go shopping or do it online or play board games or do something to celebrate family and because you're so thankful to be the dad. So have a great, happy Thanksgiving. And don't forget, you're the dad.
Our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week. Selling things.
No, that's not. Let's leave it in.
All righty.
You could take that part out of how we discuss whether you should leave it in, unless you want to leave that in as well.